Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now, we are huge champions of local businesses around Dublin here on 98FM. And one small business that is not too far from us that has gone from strength to strength over the past number of years is 35 Vintage on Fade Street. And we are delighted to be joined by the owner, Cian Charlton, here on 98FM. Good morning.
Hello. Good
thank
morning.
You for having us. Or thank you for being here. Sorry. Thank you for having us. As if we're inside the shop.
Yes. Cian, a massive congratulations on turning five very recently as well. A huge milestone. Tell us how the shop came about.
How the shop came about? Well, it was a COVID project for myself back when the pandemic struck and I started selling my own clothes out of my own wardrobe to make a few pounds. And then I was like, this could be a business. And I remember shopping around online looking for like wholesalers that you could like buy a load of vintage clothes off. And I got two or three boxes from the UK or something and put them up on Depop and just kept kind of reinvesting the money in more clothes, kept going, grew the online page, grew the Instagram account, shipped the orders out every day, stayed on top of it, then really enjoyed it. And then about a year later, opened a shop in Kelchima in Mayo, my hometown. And then 2 years did that, continued to grow, doing pop-up shops all over the country in colleges, yada, yada. And then got an opportunity to open the shop on Fade Street where we are now for a 6 month lease originally. And 2 years later, we're still there. So
what a location. What a good location, the heart of Dublin City Centre. Did you always love fashion or was it always a business side of things? Do you like your style? Are you into your style?
I'm not the most stylish person in the world. Sports shorts and a graphic t-shirt is my usual outfit.
Preaching to the choir here. Preaching to the choir.
But I like kind of funky clothes. Yeah, I like wearing something a bit different.
Okay, yeah. And what is it that you're selling in the shop? Tell us about kind of what you have on offer.
Yeah, so like all pre-loved fashion, basically. So we sell like t-shirts, hoodies, jackets, pants, shorts, socks. No, we don't do socks. Sorry, that's a lie.
Talk to me. There was one day I do a Saturday show here on 98FM, right? There was one day I was passing by and I'm always nosy. There was a queue past your shop down Georgia Street and I was stood there for 5-10 minutes, right, and I was watching people just queuing around and I came in and I had to ask on my radio show, lads, why is everybody queuing around the corner for whatever's going on? And then I got told it was Fade Street Kits. Is this your operation? Because
yeah,
the queue, you'd swear they were going to see Charlie XCX in Malahide Castle, by the way. It was down the road.
It's like that every morning, Paul.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good businessman. What is Fade Street Kits?
Yeah, Fade Street Kits is basically our brand name for our vintage football jerseys, like authentic football kits. So instead of calling it, we had it called 35 Jerseys originally. We thought it was a bit boring and too simple. So Fade Street Kits, because we're on Fade Street and it's, as the name suggests, football kits.
I literally stood there being like, I want whatever they're getting.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was, but I just wanted to be there.
Now
that was
know.
When we were doing pop-up shops. So like the first, we kind of like were testing it before we made it a proper thing. So we just like promoted it online on TikTok and Instagram, be like, we're going to do like a pop-up shop, like one day. Well, it was actually a weekend event of load of like football jerseys, and the reaction was insane. Like,
yeah, I can imagine with things like that, when you're organizing something for the very first time, there's a little bit of nerves and apprehension. Are people going to show up?
Yeah.
Did you have that?
A small bit, but then one video went like really viral. Like, you know what's viral, but it got like a couple of 100,000 views online, and then I knew, okay, it's going to be a big one. But I didn't expect the queues that around the corner that you're talking about. Like, it was class. Like, I remember pulling up on the bike. I was like, excuse me. There's some amount of people here. It's brilliant.
Wow, yeah. Amazing. And I suppose when people hear of like, you know, vintage clothing, in their heads they might think, ooh, pricey. It might be a bit expensive. Is that the case for you, or is affordability something on your radar with the shop?
Yeah, obtainability and affordability is the number one thing we've always done, because like you can obviously get expensive vintage items and you generally pay for what you get, whether it's quality, a certain brand, a certain era and certain like style. Mm-hmm. But we try to be as obtainable and affordable as possible. So like we literally have everything from people that are low budget to high budget, like really try to encompass everything in 35. Yeah.
And for those who follow you online, we'll know that running is a huge part of your daily life. Yes. How do you balance running the shop and then running, or are you literally just locking it up for an hour going, I'm going for a run and here we go?
Well, thankfully we have such a great team. So like we've loads of staff. Like I don't do it at all myself, as in like I can't take the credit. Like the team that at 35 really makes it afloat. Mm-hmm. I just kind of got it going, and now it's like we all work together so much, so I have a lot more time to do with the run, which I like really love as well. And just the past like year and a half, I've started getting really into running. Absolutely love that as well. But trying to balance the two is hard at times. Yeah.
It takes a while to work out the timings and everything.
But it's a great
like
way to start the day, because the shop doesn't open till 11. Do you know what I mean? So like you have the whole morning.
You thought smarter, not harder.
Obviously obviously when it comes to running as well, we hear of all, you know, the benefits that it brings. What kind of benefits does it bring for you, Cian?
Oh, I think it just energizes me so much. I was out running this morning and just like I'm full of beans, and it might have been the coffee either, but like the mix of two, like running first thing in the morning or in the evening, like you meet people, you just feel great, feel energized, like feel more like confident in myself or something. Like it's fantastic. Yeah, it's really changed my life, to be honest.
It is that serotonin buzz that it gives you.
It's
when
you're so
working
real out. And people will hear time and time again and you'll be like, oh yeah, you're grand. But anytime after exercise, you're like, oh, it's actually real.
Buzzing.
The scientists are actually real. It's actually facts.
Cian, if anyone wants to find you, where can we find you on social media and also the location of the shop?
Follow the page is 35 vintage. So 35_vintage is our Instagram and TikTok for the shop. And if you want to follow my personal page, it's just Cian Charlton.
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
Now, as far as I'm aware, the kids are off school as of Thursday, Friday. So tomorrow and Friday. So you're always looking for the bits and bobs to do, right? It's almost as if Mother Nature knew that the streets and the estates and cul-de-sacs were going to be rammed with kids because... It's time to know what the most voted for popular playground or street game was. Well, first of all, what did you play?
Oh, what did I play when I was a kid? In my estate, with my neighbours, probably would have played rounders and curbs the most.
Curbs was a huge one for me.
I loved it so much. And then in school, we loved Red Rover. We loved Stuck in the Mud, Hide and Seek, the classics.
Did you play, what was the one you said in the office earlier on?
Bulldog.
You're not allowed to play that.
Bulldog, I think, got banned like nationwide because of how aggressive it was.
We were banned from playing Power Rangers eventually. Yeah, we used to always play the Power Rangers because it used to be on before I'd go to school. So me and my friends, we'd be like, are you the Red Ranger today? And then eventually one day we took it way too seriously and it was banned then in our school.
Oh no.
The most popular has been voted for as Hide and Seek.
It's a classic.
It is a classic. Now, I prefer the variation of Tip the Can.
Oh, because that is a variation of Hide and Seek. Yeah, I wouldn't go with like traditional Hide and Seek to be my personal favourite. Loved Tip the Can as well.
Because Tip the Can is kind of like Beat the Chasers when it comes to the chase. It was almost like you could play Hide and Seek or you could upgrade the game and play Tip the Can, which elevated. Obviously was somebody would be counting. They'd all hide on the street and you couldn't go past a certain house. You weren't to go past, like you're not allowed to go past Amy Smith's up there at number 22. And then if you caught the person, you had to run back to the can and say, "Did the can I see Mary in so-and-so's gaff?"
Okay.
The garden. Wherever they were.
Boundaries like. But also, I think every group of kids or school or whatever made up their own variations of rules for each game, right? And do you remember when you used to go around the playground being like, oh, can I play? Or like someone would come up to you being like, can I join in your game? And you're like, it's not my game.
It's not my game.
It's not my game. Someone else.
Andy's game, and Andy doesn't really like you.
Yeah.
No, so we've no more players left.
Yeah.
That was always me.
I was always one
left in the corner.
Oh, bet. No, stop.
Kicking the ball against the wall. What did you play in school? 087-798-9898. Are we missing something? Is there definitely something that we should be discussing that could trump Hide and Seek as the most played game?
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.